So let's appreciate the two movements in Tosas, the two thrusts in Tosas, the two things that Tosas is trying to accomplish here on Beis on Beis. You'll remember that our context is Eirech Hanem Bisurim. The Gemara had mentioned Eirech Hanem Bisurim as the Hava Mina, as the first suggestion ultimately to be rejected. We haven't seen that yet. But the first suggestion for how does our Mishnah work? Our Mishnah records a Takana Drabanan, Midrabanan, and maybe again Medina Siyam, Sheikh Halacha has to report that Befonai Nichtam, Befonai Nechtam. And why is that? Rabba and Rava have different explanations of what does that report accomplish, whether Rava says, we began to peek at that earlier, Rava says that this is meant to obviate the need for Kiyim Shtaris, should the husband come and say, Mezuyev? Rava, that's Rava. Rava, where we're at right now, Rava says it's to reassure us that this get was written Lashma. A get that's coming from Medina Sayyam, there's a heightened likelihood that it's Shalom Lashma. Medina Sayyam, they're not as knowledgeable. So maybe it's we're more concerned that a get above Medina Sayyam is Shalom Lashma. A get above Eretz Yisrael, we're not so concerned. A get above Medina Sayyam, we're heightened concern, maybe it's Shalom Lashma. So how are we going to solve that? So Midraban Chazal said, you got to make, the Shliach has to make his report. In fact, the Gemara, what does it help? He's only in Eid Echad. By the way, the Gemara is also going to ask that question. We saw a little bit already, a while ago. The Gemara is going to ask that question as well on Rava and give him an olive. Well, what does it help? He's only in Eid Echad. But for now, we're focused on Rava. What does it help? He's only in Eid Echad. So, however, we had seen, we showed him say either explicitly or implicitly, Befanechtam tells me that it's Lashma, but it's only one aid who's telling me Lashma. Asua Beitre Mela. But only one aid, what does it help? So the Gemara initially understood that it works because of Eid Echad Neman Beisurim. Because of Eid Echad Neman Beisurim. So Rashi says, well, where did that come from? Eid Echad Neman Beisurim. It's a Gemara here, it's a Gemara in Chulam Daf Yud. But who says? Psukim talk about Shnei Eidim. Psukim talk about Shnei Eidim by Mammon. So come talk Ashna Eidim by Misa. So who said that Eid Echad Neman be Isurin? So Rashi had said in Chulin, as we saw yesterday, he's more explicit about it, that he's giving a mocker, not just a question, let me explain this concept to you, let me give some examples, some illustrations of Eid Echad Neman be Isurin. No, Rashi's actually giving the source. How do I know that Eid Echad Neman be Isurin? It's if you're reading Rashi carefully here, you'll notice it says Shaharei Hemina Torah, because after all, the Torah believes one Jew for Shechita, Shumas Amaisis, and so forth. That sounds to the discerning ear like he's not just giving an illustration, but he's saying that's how we know. After all, the Torah believes you, so that must mean that Eid Echad Bisurin. In Chulin, he's explicit about it. Even here, the Rashba here makes it clear. So Rashi is giving a makar. What's his makar? Well, after all, a single Jew, I don't mean single as opposed to married, whether you're married or unmarried, it's irrelevant elsewhere, but not relevant here. But one Jew alone will be Neman to tell me that the Shechita was done, be Neman to tell me that Farshas Truma was done. Eid Echad Neman Bisrin. As you said yesterday, if I didn't have any evidence, maybe I would have said, Safek Dreis Elohimra. But it comes Eid Echad and tells me Mutter. Right, let's say, for example, the example that the Gemara gives in the next line, Chaticha Safik Shal Chelev Safik Shal Shuman, I have a piece of meat, a fatty piece of meat, and I don't know, I'm not a butcher, I'm not an expert, I don't have the eye to determine, to recognize, is that kosher Shuman fat, or is that non-kosher Chelev fat, so it's a Safik Daraisa L'chumra, comes Eid Echad and says it's Mutter, I believe him. That's a din daraisa. I believe him despite the fact that otherwise it would have been potentially an iser daraisa. We won't get into the safek daraisa l'chumra aspect now. But that's a separate, fascinating machlok to some other time. But Eid Echad Neman Bisurim a din daraisa. Rashi had said, how? Because after all, you believe him. Tell me that the meat is kosher, underwent the proper shechita. The fruits and vegetables are kosher, they underwent afarshas trumas and maishas. This piece of hindquarters meat, is kosher. Don't worry, there's no chayil, there's no gid. It was all removed. The nikur was done. So Tosfos gets very upset at Rashi. So let's try to appreciate. Let's try to appreciate the Tosfos. Let's try to read the Tosfos. Try to appreciate the Tosfos. Let's take a look together. In Echanem Surin, the first longer Dir Maschel Eid Harishon, the first Dir Maschel Eid. Pirush HaKuntres, what does Rashi say? Take a look inside. Rabbi Isai. Pirush HaKuntres, Rashi explained. In Echanem Surin, Sharei Hamina Torah Kol Echad Yechad Al Hafrashas Truma Ushchita V'Nikar Hagid V'Chel. Close quotes. That's the end of the quote from Rashi. And then Tosfos starts to comment. He says, "Eh." He says, "Well, he shouldn't have said that. Lo hayalo lahazgir hafrashas truma and shchita." He says, "Rashi did wrong by mentioning the nemanos of a Jew that a shchita was done. The nemanos of a Jew that hafrashas truma semaisa was done. He should not have mentioned that." As you're learning a Tosfos, you wonder, "Wait." Your ears are purple. He should not have mentioned that. Is that a comment? Is that a kasha? Is that a problem? What's going on? Where is Tosfos going? Sounds like a kasha. He shouldn't have mentioned it. That he shouldn't have mentioned. Why? Is it not true? Is Tosfos saying you're not believed to say shechita was done? You're not believed to say truma was taken? Well, let's see what he says. The Bahanahu Neman, you are believed, so far so good, by these. Hanahu is by those. But by those you're believed, Afal Gavde is Chazik Yisur. There, your Rashi said, oh, there you're believed. Tosfos says, yeah, there you're believed. That sounds so far so good, what's the problem? There you're believed, even though it's Chazik Yisur. There you're believed, even though a fellow says that this piece of meat is Shchuta, not Nevela, that's against the Cheskas Isser. Gemara said in the first paragraph of Chulin, Behema Bechayeha, Becheskas Isser Omedes. When the Behema is live, it's Aser. And now that it's dead, it was slaughtered, it's Cheskas Aser, Achi Vaduchav Menishchata. Until I determine that a proper Shchita was done, calls Mandaram Masupik, how did it die? It's a Safik, but it's Safik with the Cheskas Isser. Because when it was alive, it was Aser. Discussion Rashi Tosis is there, how exactly that works. Don't want to get into that now. You may recall from learning the first Perek of Chulin. But the simplest way of understanding is, look, when the animal is alive, it's treif. It's usur. You're not allowed to eat a live animal. So maybe a proper shechita was done and now it's mutter. Or maybe it died improperly and it remains usur. So how do I believe? So why is that relevant here? Why is that relevant here? So as we mentioned yesterday, the Balya Tosfos, quoted very elegantly by the Rosh in the fifth parak of Gittin, understand based on Gemara Yevamos, and perhaps based on our Gemara also, the next couple lines of our Gemara, but certainly based on Gemara Yevamos. Gemara Yevamos is much clearer by Peiches and Aleph. The Gemara has a long discussion about when do I believe in Eid Echad and when not. So the Balya Tosfos is developed based on the Gemara Yevamos and Peiches, and also to an extent based on the Gemara later in Gittin, Daf Nun Dalet. That's the location of that rush. So the Balya Tosfos developed the idea. They say the Gemara seems, not all Rishonim agree, but many agree. And the Gemara seems to say, yes, Eid Echad Nem Bisurin, but there's an exception. And we'll talk about this morning, we'll talk about yesterday. The exception is Eid Echad is not Neman Keneged Cheskas Issa. Eid Echad is Neman. But Eid Echad plus a Chazaka, not Neman. So why do we believe you on Shechita? Every time you say the animal is a Shechita, I'm saying against the Chazit. When it was alive, it was Asura. So I'm saying that a Shechita occurred that the Chazaka changed. I know that when the fruits and vegetables were picked, the first moment they were picked, they were Tevel. Maybe subsequently a fresh truma was done. So why do I believe you there? The Hano Neman Apagav Dizchazik Yisura, why are you Neman? Mishum de Biyadu L'Sakna. Because rule number three is Eid Echad, Chazaka, but on the other hand, Biyado is believed. The reason why I believe you to say that the Shechita, the reason why I believe, let's say, an easier case, to say that the fruits and vegetables are kosher is because it's true they were bechezkas tevel the moment they were picked, they were asumish, or the moment they had rias panei abayis. At some point earlier on, they were definitely tevel. We don't know whether subsequently they were made kosher through hafarshas trumas and maisos, like we told yesterday. Hafarshas trumas and maisos is not only a mitzvah, it's also matir this or tevel. Yes, it's true it's against the chezkas iser, but biyado, I could have been hafarshas trumas and maisos myself. So that's the rule. And Tosa says, by the way, Rashi agrees to this. The very next Rashi, the next line, because the next line of Gemara, as you saw yesterday, next line of Gemara mentions that Eid Echad is not Neman against the Chazaka, and Rashi himself feels the need to explain. Take a look. Back in Rashi, like the eighth wide line or so in Rashi, Hacha Dimamasal Hacha is Chazak. Hacha is chazik, but hacha itza iser eishes ish. That's what the Gemara is going on to say. We'll get to that inside soon. That the Gemara says, who says you can believe the Eda, the shliach as an Eid Echad, that the gez l'shma, but it is against the chezkas iser because the woman has been an eishes ish. And then Rashi raises the question, don't tell me that Eid Echad is netman by even by chezkas iser. No. Rashi himself points out that Shechita and Truma is an example of case number three. Eid Echad. On the one hand, you have a Chazaka against Eid Echad. So the Chazaka is a downer. But on the other hand, the Biyado improves things. So therefore what? What's Tosas trying to say about? Tosas, Rashi says something, it sounded very simple. Right? Rashi said, Eidechad Nam Yisurim comes from Shumas HaMaisres, comes from Yiran Asha B'Chelev. That's what Rashi said. Tosas says, we don't like that. Why? Because of all this. Ooh. That's what Tosa said. He shouldn't have mentioned Shechita. He shouldn't have mentioned Trumas HaMaisres. No, why not? Why aren't those good sources or illustrations, at least, of Eid Echad and Yisurin? So what does Tosa say? No, because you expect him to say because you're actually not Nem. It's not a good example because you're not Nem on there. But he doesn't say that. That would have been a strong kasha. How could Rashi say that an example, certainly a source, No, it's actually not true. That would have been a great kasha. But he doesn't say that. He says, you are Neman on the Shechita, but there's a Chezka Sisser and a Biyado. It's a case three. It's not a case one. And Rashi himself says it. The Hachyam Yisha Rabbah, he also, Tosis, as Rashi quotes, the Gemara Yavama says, Chezka Sisser, you're not Neman, but if it's Biyado, then you are Neman. Gemara Yivamas Pechas. And then he's for the next couple of lines, we'll come back to it, but for the next approximately three lines, up until the Vayim Tomar, is a sort of a footnote where Tosas is, we'll come back to it, a separate footnote about, is Shechita even Biyado? I mean, the meat is now, the animal's dead, I have a piece of meat, I can't shechita now. So he's going to work on that. Is Shechita indeed Biyado? Rashi says it's Biyado. Tosa says Biyado. Let's give you sort of a side point. We'll get to that side point. But just in terms of understanding what the main thrust of Tosa is, he has a problem with Rashi. As a matter of fact, he's going to go on that after the footnote about is Shechita Biyado or not, the next movement, Vim Tomar. One second. So we're doing Oed Echanambi. So I don't like Rashi's mucker. So what? What's the alternative? He's going to give an alternative. That'll be the end of Tosas. But the question is, what was Tosas saying? Why are they not like Rashi? Rashi said, Shechita is Eid Echad and Bisur. Tosas says, no, it's not. It's Eid Echad and Bisur. That's why I said say dechen and bizurim. What's Tosa's problem? Yeah, what's Tosa's problem with Rashi? Are you? I'm sorry? Oh, all right. Because they say, we are going to give, Tosas apparently thinks that, he said, look, these two cases that Rashi gave, they belong to category three. Tosas says, I'm going to give you a case, a different source that belongs to category one. And so they can say, at the end of Tosas, Sfiras Nida, a woman counting her Shiv and Akiyim, to determine that she can now become Tahora, that's an example where it's not against any Cheskas. This is Tosas, you have to explain why. That's a better source. But not this. Well, why not? It's true that you're an Eid Echad and you're an Eman. So apparently what Tosas is saying apparently what Tosas is saying is that these are not the same. Tosas is saying that these are two different dinim. There's one type of nemanus of Eid Echad, and there's another type of nemanus of Eid Echad who is biyado. That's a different type of Eid. Two different dinim. If you want a source for the din of Eid Echad biyado, Shchit is a great source. And that's the Gemara Yivamas Peches. But I'm not talking about that here. I'm looking for a regular Eid Echad. Without biyada, in other words, and this is what the Shev Shmaitza, the Ksos in his Shev Shmaitza is a sefer that the Ksos wrote for Arya HaKohen. His last name was Heller, Arya HaKohen. So Arya HaKohen, the Ksos, wrote Ksos HaChoshen, which is a running commentary on Shulchan Aruch HaChoshen Mishpat. He also wrote, supposedly when he was younger, a sefer, independent sefer of Shev Shmaitza. Not a commentary on any other sefer. An independent freestanding sefer where he explores the world of Torah's HaSfekas. How does Halacha deal with doubt? How do we deal with a lack of knowledge? So there are various rules, various tools that we have. Sometimes we use Lurie Balabaster came across many of them. Sometimes you use a rogue, sometimes you use this, like here, Chazaki de Meikara. Two Aidim, one Aid, Amigo, a Shtar, a Chesed Gimel Shadim, many different tools that we have to deal with a Safek, to deal with a lack of information. That's called Torah HaSfekas, Mishpatei HaSfekas. So the Ksos wrote a whole sefer on Torah HaSfekas entitled Shev Shmaitza. So cool. The Agata that refers to seven Shemuos, the term is Aramaic Shev Shmaitza. So he wrote a sefer with seven parts to it. So each one is called a Shmaita, a Shmua. So they call the sefer Shev Shmaitza. So it's broken into seven Shmuos. Instead of calling them Sha'arim, they call them Shmuos. And then each Shmaita is broken into Prakim. So Shmaita Vav is largely about Eid Echad Nem Bisur. So in Shmaita Vav Perek Vav, the Shmaitza, the Ksos, points out that this makes this point, that Tosas appears to understand, and that's why that's the Hanacha that's driving their Kasha, is that there are two different types of Nemanas. One is Eid Echad, and one is Eid Echad with a Biyado. It's stronger than a mere Eid Echad. How do I know that? So take a look at that Rush. That Rush that we had looked at, he wasn't only giving me background. Take a look at that Rush, Perek Hay, here in Gittin, Perek Hay. If you look later at Os Yud Aleph, here he already says Oz Dalad. But Oz Beis and Gimli said Eid Echad is not Neman Neged Chazaka. But in Dalad he says, Kol Adam Neman Al Shalom. Everyone believes on his own stuff. Afilu is Chazik Yisura. Even if there is a Cheskazisa. Kida Omar, Gabi Tevel, Vehektish, Bekon Amos. That's the Gemara in Yivamis. I have Tevel. I tell you that my lemons, that the oranges, the pomegranates that grew in my backyard, I say, here, eat them, enjoy. They're not tevel, they're chulim mesukanim. Why am I believed? I, it's against the Cheskes Yisrael. I know that at some point in the past, these pomegranates were tevel. The answer is, hol b'yadu l'saktov, though. So I could have been mesakin, I could have been mafer truma, I could have been poed to the hektish, even though I know this item was hektish yesterday, but the guy could have been poed to the hektish. So b'yadu. Interesting, though, the way he presented it is, you're neman al shelo. You're neman on your stuff. And that's what the Rush goes on to say. Later as well, in Os Yud Aleph, called Davar Shu B'yado Shal Adam. If it's B'yado, Afilu is Chazik Etera, you're Neman Latame Velesa. Or vice versa. It's Chazik Yisura, I'm Neman to say it's Mutter. And he has a line at the end, where he says, at the end of Os Yud Aleph, which is also the beginning of Simen Yud Gimel, Kaven should be yado lisakno havi kibailov the afilu Torah Michel Chaveiro. Even if it's someone else's stuff, if I have the, even I don't own the pomegranates, but if I have the capacity to take Trumas and Maestras, so then it's as though it's mine. Interesting way of thinking about it. In other words, what the Rush is saying is that biyado makes me like a bailam. I'm not just a random guy. I have ownership over the situation. I have unique status in this situation because I am a fixer. I could fix in the positive sense. I have the capacity to change the facts of the case. I have the capacity to make it usher. I have the capacity to make it mutter. So I'm not a mere guy. I'm a bailam. I'm not just a regular edachad. I'm a super edachad. I'm a bailam. Biyado makes me a stronger edachad. And that explains why a regular Eid Echad has no nemas against the Chazakah. But a super Eid Echad, an Eid Echad plus, an Eid Echad with a biyado, he is neman against the Chazakah. That's the way the Rosh and Tosfos understand these din. That there are two types of Eid Echad. There's mere low-level Eid Echad, who's not nemek neged Chazakah. And then there's a higher, stronger turbocharged Eidechad, who is an Eidechad with a Biyado. Biyado makes me a Bailim. That's what the Rosh appears to say. So that's why Tosfos was bothered. Why are these are two different demons, regular Eidechad and Eidechad Biyado? So why is Rashi bringing Shchita as a mucker for Eidechad? That's not a regular Eidechad, that's a special Eidechad. Not the same. Oh. Now, here's the problem. Tosfos pointed out, Rashi himself notes that right here, as we saw, that Shchita is a case of Ischazik Yisur Bat B'yado. So why wasn't Rashi bothered? And what's worse, if you look in the Rashba, and he presents it also very calmly. He says, yeah. Shchita, Hemina Tarkal Echad V'yachad. No, that's Ischazik Yisur. Hasam Shani B'yado L'sakna. Like Rashi, very calm about it. Tosfos is getting a little hotter with the collar. Same set of data. Tosfos said, well, what's wrong with you? Shchita is a echad of the biyado. And Rashi would say, yeah, Shchita is a echad of biyado. How are different Shom looking at the same facts with totally different moods and reactions? So the answer is Lachara. Shev Shmaitza points out, if you look in the Maharik, Maharik was a late Rishon, lived in the 1400s. I believe it seems that he was born in the Ashkenazi who worked in Italy. He was, I think, born and learned in France and Germany, but he was his Rabbanus was in Italy. He has many important shuvas. There's many important shuvas. Rabbi Kiva Eger already in dealing with Ashas. You don't have to look, but you don't have to open up a Shev Shmaitza. If you're just looking at the page, you'll notice in Tosfos, the bullet mark of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Chupchik sends it to Rabbi Kiva Eger. But it's later. You see the Gilin HaShas, and later Tosfos says, Ayin Ma'arik Shorish Ayin Days. And the Shev Shmaitza points out, it's a very long Ma'arik. took me a while to find this. And the problem is also, it's not 100% clear even, usually a challenge, a tshuva starts with, you asked me about the following case, and maybe even you suggested the din should be asur mutter because of this and that, here's my response. That's the way shailos and tshuva's literature usually work. Every once in a while you're missing the shaila. So then you have to sort of reconstruct. Here, it becomes immediately obvious that this wasn't even the Marik's first letter. Marik had written a letter in response to someone who had then written back with kashas on Marik's first tshuva, and Shorash Ayin Beis is Marik's response. Says, well, you asked about what I wrote in my first ksav, here's what I think. So it's a little hard to know, and it's very, very long. It starts on page Kuf Chav Gimel, and it goes until page Kuf Mem. Rather lengthy. If you want to take a look inside, in the new standard, new print, the Raisa print, what you're looking for is at the top of Amud Kuf Lamed Zayin, top of page Kuf Lamed Zayin, first column. He has a long discussion in the midst of a complicated Gittin situation that involved a lot of lack of information and aiding back and forth and here and there and Chazakas. A lot was flying in this case. So he at one point gets involved, spends a page talking about our Tosfos. And near the end, on top of the page, most of page Kuf Lamed Vav, he gets involved in our Tosfos. And then he says, top of page Kuf Lamed Zayin, he has one line that the Shmaitzer grabs, it's like one phrase, snags it out of the Maharik, where he says, "Biyado, what Biyado does." It's Ligroa Cheskas Isur Shahayala. He says, why is it that Eid Echad against the Chazak it doesn't work, but Eid Echad Chazak with the other hand Biyado does work? How does that seesaw? So the Ma'arik has a line. Well, because Biyado reduces the Chazaka. Meaning, Chazak is a problem. Again, I know that the pomegranates used to be tavo. You're claiming that now hafarshas trumas and ma'aser was done and now it's kosher. You're claiming that the chazaka the meikara changed. So we don't believe you. Eid echad and nema against the cheskes. But if you're eid echad and biyado, then you are nema. Why? So Tosa says because biyado strengthens the eid echad. But the Ma'arik is making an alternative suggestion, which might explain Rashi, which is. It's not that Biyado makes Eid Echad stronger, it's that Biyado makes the Chazaka weaker. Think about it logically. What does Chazaka mean? Well, I know that yesterday it was treif. So I'm not so willing to believe you that's kosher, because I know yesterday it was treif. Yes, but on the other hand, Biyado means yesterday it was treif, but you could have made it kosher yourself. You had the power to actually change it. So one way of looking at Biyado is that it takes the edge off of the chazaka, deflates the chazaka. Yeah, yesterday it was treif. But not only maybe it changed, you yourself could have changed it. I could have changed it. So how much is that chazaka worth? Yeah, yesterday it was treif, but I could have changed it whenever I wanted to. Or at some point, I had the power to actually change it. So either Biyado makes me a stronger aid, like the Rosh says, it makes me a bialim. I'm not just a random person, I have ownership of the situation. Sort of like the Gemara at the end of Maseches Kiddushin says, sometimes the added nema is given to someone who's central to a situation. The midwife may have more nemanos than you would expect one person to have to say that this baby came out of this mother. Because she's not just a random person, she's midwifing. She's quarterbacking the whole situation. So the Gemara says she has more nemanos. Other cases like that also. Sometimes a person has unique central status, central role in a particular event, a particular situation, so they have added nemanos. So the Rosh sounds like he's saying, that's what Biyado is. Every time you're Biyado, so you're more of a gavri, you're more of a bialim on the situation, so you have more nemanos. That's what Tosa said. That Biyado makes the Eid Echad stronger. But the Ma'arik points out, and the Shesh Ma'arik says, that's probably what Rashi is saying, Biyado makes the Chazaka weaker. Meaning, yes, yesterday it was a certain way, but not only maybe it changed, the guy who's telling me it changed, he himself could have changed it. Oh, okay. So your chazak is suddenly not so not such a big deal anymore. Does the biyado elevate the Eirecha? Does biyado deflate the Chazaka? Why does it matter? Well, for one reason why it matters is, right, is three different than one, or is three the same as one? You see, Tosus was assuming, Tosus attacked Rashi because Tosus was assuming that there are two different types of Eirecha. There's din number one is Eirecha. That's din number one. And din number two, a different type of Namanos, is the Eirecha Biyado. That's what Tosus said. So you can't just because this works, doesn't it? This works. Maybe this works against the Chazaka, even against the Chazaka sister. Maybe regular Eirecha doesn't work at all. Who knows? Does Tosus say, how can Rashi use Eirecha Biyado to prove the regular din of Eirecha? They're two separate types of Eidos. Two separate types of Namanos. But Rashi didn't think so. That's Tosus's approach. Tosus's approach is that there are two dinim of Eidos. But Rashi's approach is no. There's Eirechad, and then there's, and that works. But if it's Eirechad versus Chazaka, it doesn't work. But if it's Eirechad versus a Chazaka, but then the Chazaka gets crossed out by the Biyado. So now you're back to just having Eirecha. It's the same thing. Mashal ma'ad davar dama. Mashal ma'ad davar. I would say, if you want to visualize it again, I'm getting very thin ice here by giving a sports mashal. Hopefully I will not overly embarrass myself. Rashi would say, there's an Eirecha. Eirecha has no mamzer. He's going to get something done. Ooh, but he's blocked by the Chazaka. Okay, now he can't go anywhere. Rashi would say it's not that Biyado makes Eirecha, not that Biyado gives Eirecha an extra, 18 inches of height, and now he's able to do what he couldn't do before. No, Rashi, that's what Tosfos says. Biyado, Eirecha, the Biyado is a bigger, stronger aid than a regular Eirecha. Rashi says no. Biyado sets the pick. The Chazaka is getting in the way, but the Biyado sidelines, gets the Chazaka, and the Biyado neutralizes the Chazaka. It's a Chazaka. What type of Chazaka is that? Chazaka against the Biyado. Yeah, I know yesterday it was traded, but I myself could have made a kosher. So what type of Chazaka? Rashi says the Biyado eliminates the Chazaka. Oh. So then it's just back to being the same Eirecha. It's not a new din. It's not said the Chazaka. It's the way it was initially. Din Aleph. And it's the same Din Aleph all over again. Because these two guys cancel each other out. So that's what the Shmaitza and others say. The Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is very comfortable saying that Shchita is a Makar for regular Eirecha and Bisurim. Even though Tosfos is what he means, but Chazaka and Eikara and Biyado means Tosfos saying they're two different dinim. Rashi thinks, no, it's all the same thing. Tosus was bothered. Tosus saw the Eirecha versus Eirecha. We have two different types of Nemanus. This one is only Neman alone. This one is Neman connected to Chazaka. So I can't bring a riot from one to the other. Whereas Rashi looked at the same fact pattern. Tosus went. Rashi does have the same fact pattern. Eirecha is Neman against Chazaka. He's not Neman against Chazaka, but plus the other is Neman. But he said three is just one because the Chazaka, the Biyado cancels out the Chazaka, you're back to just having a regular Eirecha. I'll give you, so one afkamina in this Chakira, is Biyado mechazek the aid, or is Biyado machlish the Chazaka? So one afkamina is, can I bring Shechita as a riot to regular Eirecha? Another afkamina might be the following. The Rush, this is a machlokas on the page in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Chaf Zayin, near the beginning of the halach in Yardei, near the beginning of the halachas of Yayin. When they talk about this Gemara Nundalad, Armasechta, about, if I tell you that the wine became treif, do you believe me? Do you not believe me? Which is why the Rush raises. Take a look back at that Rush again, please. Os Yud Aleph, he had given the din of Biyado. He had said, right, that if it's biado, the last line of Osir Aleph, he said, ah, kevin shebiado l'sach na'ave kebayla. You are more elevated, Eidecha. Right? So, again, nafkamina is between these two. Number one is I'm nitan lilmod aleph midays. I learn one from the other. Another nafkamina might be followed. The Rosh says the Rush says, what if it's not biyado? If it's not biyado, or it's no longer biyado. Davar she'ein ata biyado, then against the chazaka, you're not neman. If it's no longer biyado, if it's no longer biyado, so let's say, for instance, I think the Shach and Taz have a machlokes. Let's say you have yayin, and the yayin, the we know the wine was kosher; it had been produced in a kosher winery. But then one of the workers comes to you and says, "You should know that a nachri came in and handled the wine, and now it's treif." Against the cheskes iser. On the other hand, it's biyado, because I could have been menasich it myself. Not a good idea. I could have handed it to the guy. Let's even say that. I could have handed it to a guy. There's nachrim around in town. I could have handed it to the guy myself. Could have put it in his hands. Okay, so then I'm believed because it's biyado. But how about if the wine is mavushal? So if a nachri touches yain mevushal, doesn't make a trade. Once upon a time, I could have given it to the nachri to handle, but it's no longer in a state where it's biyado. So that's the machlokes Shach and Taz, and that's the machlokes Rashi and Rush. Does a past state, and it's worse than shchita. It was killed, and how was it killed? But here, it's fundamentally, maga yain is no longer relevant because it's mavushal. So if there was previous biyado, but that was like a different stage, not related to the time period right now. The Rush says prior biyado isn't good enough. Rashi says prior biyado is good enough. Why? Why? So I believe, I don't remember if the Achronim say this or not, prior biyado. So the Tosis, the Rosh Hashanah said, Eidecha with a biyado is the point that makes you better aid. Why? Because I'm a Bailam. I have ownership over this situation. But that's going to fade. If that was a different phase in history, it's no longer relevant now. Whereas Rashi says, it's reducing the chazaka. There was a cheskes heter, but I could have made a trade. Even if that was then and this is now, it's the according to Rashi, the chazaka isn't about me. It's about the biyado isn't about me. It's not about the munus of the gavre. It's about the chazaka and the chevtza. So what do I care if it's biyadi now or not? As long as at some point in time, after the chazaka began, last week we knew the wine was kosher. But 6 days ago, I could have made a trade. So that already takes away from the chazaka. Even if that was a different phase in the history of the wine, it's no longer relevant. So that is l'chora. That is l'chora. That is l'chora what is going on here. That's this major machlokas Rashi and Tosas. Again, the question of what is the source for Eidecha Nam Bisurin, Rashi says, look, the Pesukim say, Shechita, Trumas and Maisris. And Tosfos says, no, Chas V'Shalom, that's not good. We'll have to give a new Makom. Let's talk about Sfiras Nida. So this Tosfos thought the Kasha, Rashi didn't. L'chor, because as the Shmaitz and others explain, Tosfos, the Shmaitz is in the Maram Kogos, so you can take a look. But Tosfos understood that Biyado enhances Eidechad, and therefore it's a different type of Nemaz than regular Eidechad. Whereas Rashi understood, no. Like the Marik says, the Biyado is Migareh the Chazaka, leaving the Eidechad as he was. It's the same din. For Rashi, Eidechad, Stam. Whereas Eidechad, Biyado versus Chazaka, it's the same thing. They were Nita Lulmot, one from the other. Now Tosis goes on. Let's talk a drop more, and then we'll hopefully have time to circle back for questions also. I want to sort of finish framing this. Tosis moves on then to say, now that I explained that I don't hold the Rashi's Shita, so now I'm back to square one. So Taka, where does Eidach and Abizurim come from? So he says, oh, Sviras Nida. Gemara and Ksuba says, a pasuk that a woman is Nemenas to count Shiv and Akiyim. So that's the source for, Eidach and Abizurim, because that's a case which is, doesn't involve Chazaka, doesn't involve Biyada, it's just whatever her body does, it does. She's just observing. She's not creating facts. That's regular Eid Echad. Okay. So that's the overall flow of Tosfos. Now, just to talk about what the hanging threads are that we're going to want to address. So, number one hanging thread at the end is Tosfos is going to have a discussion about Nida. Does Nida? Is it true that Nida is a good Rai or not? That's the end of Tosfos in Torah V'yesh Loma. There's lots to discuss over there. You also might wonder, Rashi presumably didn't like that. The Feirush Gemara and Ksubas, the word law, for suffer a law, teaches me that the woman is nemenes to do sviras shivin the kiyum by herself and tell her husband about it subsequently. So why didn't Rashi like it? Rashi didn't like it apparently. Why not? Maybe because of the crash of the toast himself raises, or maybe, by the way, because as we already mentioned in the Hilchos Yichud Shiurim, Tosfos is of the opinion, Yivamas Dav Bezim and Aleph, on the bottom of Bezim and Aleph, Tosfos is of the opinion, Be'atam holds that Nida is not an Erva. Even though Nida is an Isra with Kares, Tosfos says it, but it's not an Erva. So Tosfos doesn't think that Nida is Davish of Erva. Tosfos would say that Nida is Eidecha Nem Bisurin. It could be, there could be various reasons why Rashi didn't accept Tosfos as Mokar. It could be because of the Kashas that Tosfos himself raises, Tosfos himself grapples at the end of Tosfos with, is this a good Makkah or not? But maybe also, gotta see, does Rashi agree that Nida is not an Erva? Or does Rashi think like the Rambam, against Rantam Nida is an Erva? So then maybe that's not really Isurim, that's really Davish of Erva. And that Drasha is some unique local din to Nida, it's not relevant to Isurim, because Nida belongs to Davish of Erva as opposed to Isurim. Okay, so that's all one layer of hanging threads is to work on what Tosfos thinks instead as the Makar. Right? Rashi had said, version one, the Makar Shechita Trumas Gian Al Shechelim, whereas Tosfos had said, no, version two of the Makar is Sphere as Nida. Okay. Another sort of set of hanging threads is in the beginning. Number one, by the way, one thing that Tosfos never addresses, they said, don't talk about Shechita, don't talk about Trumas and Maaseres, because those are Biyado versus Chazaka. How about Gidon Asher and Chelev? So, many Achronim assume that's not Biyado, it's not Chazaka. I mean, part of the meat is kosher, part of the meat is trait. You're just picking apart what's kosher, what's trait. I'm just pulling out the Gidon Asher, what remains is kosher. So many Achronim say, you can't say there's a Chezgas Isser, you made a kosher by removing. No, this piece, the Gidon Asher was always Asser, remains Asser. The rest of the meat was always Kasher, remains Kasher. I just had to identify. It's like the Gemara had said, Chaticha Safet Shal Shum and Safet Shal Chayel, there's no Chazaki either way. So we knocked out Shechita,
according to Tosis. But not the Trumas and Isis, but Genashim Chalev.
You look at the language of Tosis. Tosis says he shouldn't have mentioned Truma and Shechita. How about Genashim Chalev? So Tosis sort of leaves that hanging. The Tosis Arash, though, actually, as if you saw, he actually says, ah, we still have Genashim and Chalev. But then Tosar says, but that's not a mocker because where does the Chumash say that you're Nema Genashim and Chalev? The Chumash says, as Rashi quotes in Chulin, the Chumash says that you're Nema and Shechita. Where does the Chumash say Nema Genashim and Chalev? Okay, maybe not. And maybe, but Tosar Rosh anyhow thought, there's no pasuk for that. So you're going to need no pasuk. What's your new pasuk? Seriously, that's sort of like Tosar Rosh adds that missing link in Tosis, but it appears explicitly, and as I've mentioned, often the other Tosis and will fill in the missing link. And finally, one last hanging thread that we'll just mention and come back to is Tosis had said, and Rashi had said also, that Shvita is, even though you have a Chazakah, by the other hand, you have a Biyadah. So that's one hanging, that's the other hanging thread, those we haven't looked at yet. They said it's a footnote. We'll have to take a look inside Mircham next time. Tosis handles, is Shechit indeed Biyado? Not so Pasha. Is it Biyado? Is it not Biyado? We're going to come back to that, and we'll come back to the question of how does spheres need to work. So the core of Tosfos is the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, is Shechit a valid marker for Hidach and Amisur in general, which boils down to, are there two separate dinim of Eid Echad and Eid Echad with a Biyado? Because Biyado is Mechaza Eid Echad? No. What did Eid Echad? Chazak is a problem. Biyado deflates the Chazak and leaving you back at regular Eid Echad. I'm glad to stick around for questions.